Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, every now and then we get a collection of bottles we can't quite put into a show, so we call it a mixed bag.
Right.
But we always try to look for a theme of some kind. Hey, all of these come from the West Coast.
Okay.
How does that work for
you? That's enough to string it together.
Okay.
The nice thing about it is all three of these wines are really quite good. So I'll start off with the 2017 Sauvignon Blanc from Matanzas Creek, which is, I think, really beginning to step up as a consistent quality producer. They've been around for a long time, and every year I think things begin to sort of just notch up just another smidge, which is nice. This is from the Alexander Valley. They actually have two or three different bottlings of Sauvignon Blanc. This one's about $23, so this is sort of their entry-level one, I think. And I thought it was really spectacular. It's aromatic notes of pear and lemon blossom. It's medium-bodied with a taut mineral leanness, and I really have to sort of emphasize that. There's sort of a racy acidity in the middle of this, which is surrounded by some good fruit, so you've got to get this tension that goes on in the wine, which I thought was really attractive.
It's impeccable winemaking.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it was. The finish is long, and there was a very, to me, and I may be the only person who figured or got this, but there's almost a note of fig and ginger that pops out in the finish. So I thought it was really quite lovely.
Quite plausible.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, from Oregon, from the Willamette Valley, a property called the Willackenzie Estate. Now, the name comes from the confluence of, because the vineyard's near where both the Willamette River and the Mackenzie River merge near Eugene, Oregon. And this has been around for a while, 1992. This is their 2017 Pinot Gris. I have become more and more a fan of Pinot Gris. I never used to be much, and then we went to Alsace, and I kind of rediscovered them. And this is a really good example. This one's going to be somewhere in the $28 to $30 a bottle range. This is a classy wine. It's very aromatic with lime and mineral notes. There's a fleshy palate with bright acidity, refreshing. I would serve this with any number of sort of light seafood dishes, maybe even a light cream seafood dish. Stay away from heavy and unctuous, but I think you'd find this to be really kind of a lovely wine. No malolactic, so the acidity stays really bright. Now, old friend, Arrowood. I've met Dick Arrowood, even though he's no longer involved in this project. He heavily influenced this for many, many years. This is the 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon, Knights Valley. Sells for about $40. I had forgotten how good this is. Spectacular aromas of dark cherry, plum, leather with subtle cassis, flavors of black fruit. And then there's a very subtle sort of dark cocoa note that pops in with a long and layered silky finish. It's pretty classic. And
yeah.
I mean, it's Saturday night dinner wine at that price point, but Saturday night, not getting a whole lot better than that.
Yeah, it doesn't. And they talk about textbook wines. Well, he wrote the textbook.
He did. He did. So can I say that I'm shocked? No.
But
I was kind of pitching myself saying, well, that's great. I haven't had that in a while.
Well, we're going to put this this little group of mixed bag on our website. You can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.